Fifi Audio.
Vieressäni seisoo taiteilija Isaac Julian, straight from London. Do you live there?
Yeah, I live and work in London.
But you were, you stayed in China for 4 years.
I was researching 10,000 Waves, my new film shown at the Kunsthalle, which was shot in China, and researched it for over 4 years. So I don't know how many trips I made. I guess maybe 10 or 12. I wouldn't count. But I made many, many trips to China over the period of making this piece of work. In the 4 years that I was making the work, China had changed quite drastically, even daily, one could say. And perhaps this is one of the more disturbing aspects. And at the same time, one of the kind of architecturally thrilling aspects of all of the city scenes are shot in Shanghai, in the Pudong district, also in the Shanghai Film Studio, which is to some extent the only sort of older part of Shanghai left, ironically. Trams don't run in Shanghai City, which is a shame, I think, but this is a city on the move. I can't really count how many times I've come to Helsinki, but it's over, at least over 10 times. So my relationship began with being invited to show some video artworks in the Video Mud Art Festival, I think it was called.
Mud? It was Moo Festival.
Moo Festival.
Mud.
Sorry.
Moo, the other. It means the other.
The other.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Which year was that?
Yeah, so you remember that.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah. I think yeah. I was there. Probably.
Oh, yeah. We probably saw one another. Yeah. And so that was my first introduction to Finland. And then since then, I've shown different works at the City Museum, Ars 01. In 2001, I showed a piece of work called Vagabondia that became part of the Chiasma collection. Then I showed a film I made called France Fanon, Black Skins, White Mask in 1996, 97. I was invited by the film festival in Helsinki. Then I showed my film Derek that I made on Derek Jarman in collaboration with Tilda Swinton at ISPO Film Festival last year and was shown on Finnish television, I believe, earlier this year, and now I'm showing 10,000 Waves. So there's been a long sort of conversation, really, with Finnish culture, and I think that conversation really began because of the interest in new technologies in art, and specifically in media art, which I think certain curators have been at the forefront of developing in Europe, in the city.
Do you consider yourself as a video artist or media artist or photographer or a filmmaker or all of them?
Well, I am a professor of media art in Karlsruhe at a place called Hefki. So I guess that cements me as someone that would be a media artist, but I don't really like that term. I just see myself as someone who is an artist who makes films, photography, also performances, and in a way someone who is very much connected to the moving image as my main sort of area of practice, but to extrapolate from that many different ways of making work for exhibition, cinema, and television context, and I don't really like to distinguish between them. I like the idea of being able to do many different ways. Well, I'd like to think of myself as being a political artist, yes. Mm-hmm. But I think someone who is trying to pose the questions in a different aesthetic sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so posing those questions in a different way, because I think one of the problems with politics is that we get into rhetoric. And so one of the things I think that art can do is to pose questions in a different way, to get people thinking about them differently.